Well, the virus has now killed more than 100 people in China, and new cases have been confirmed around the world.
So you don't want to frighten the American public.
France and South Korea have also got evacuation plans.
But you need to prepare for and assume,
strongly warning Americans to avoid all non-essential travel to China,
that this is going to be a real serious problem.
France, Australia, Canada, the US, Singapore, Cambodia, Vietnam, the list goes on.
Health officials are investigating more than 100 possible cases in the US.
Germany, a man has contracted the virus.
The epidemic is a demon, and we cannot let this demon hide.
Japan, where a bus driver contracted the virus.
Coronavirus has killed more than 100 people there and infected more than 4,500.
We have to prepare for the worst, always, because if you don't and the worst happens.
War Room, Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Welcome. It's Friday, 26 November, year of our Lord 2021. It's been an incredibly news-packed Black Friday. Stock market imploding just moments ago. The United States, through the White House, announced they're going to have a travel ban from South Africa, but it's not going to take place until Monday. Dr. Navarro was wrong today. I thought he was wrong when he says it's too late. The optics alone, Biden had to do this. I want to bring in, and we got polling, we've got analysis, we got redistricting, we have precinct committee, the 3 November, and get to all this today, the math, the receipts. Boris, I want to bring you in. Before we start talking about the polling, new polling out, crushing Biden, let's talk about the situation in Africa, this new variant. You've had a lot of guys, Scott Gottlieb, but a lot of these cheerleaders of the vaccine on TV all afternoon. You got a more fully vaxxed people. They're talking about additional lockdowns. I'm hearing from people in red states, senior level officials there saying it's not going to happen in these red states. This South African variant thing they're calling Omicron now, it's called new this morning. It's Omicron, is caught them by surprise. Obviously, Fauci was argued against shutting the travel from South Africa. He got overruled. So put it in perspective, what's going on?
A very, very, very impactful Black Friday, Steve. You know, Thanksgiving was so quiet. And hope everybody had a very nice Thanksgiving. Lots to be thankful for. And we'll talk about that politically, et cetera, et cetera. Thanksgiving politically very quiet. And then today, an avalanche of news breaking on Thanksgiving. You know, no conspiracies, no coincidences. Very interesting. Let's put it this way. I am the last thing from a doctor, right? That's not what I am. But I will tell you that the rollout of this thing to the American people, the rollout of the South African variant, by the way, I guess we can call it the South African variant. We can't call it the China virus. So I'm not quite sure how that lines up. Maybe just depends on how much, which country paid Dr. Fauci and the rest of them and Joe Biden. So the rollout of this is sort of reminiscent of the Delta variant. And remember, when the Delta variant was introduced to the American people, the mainstream media came in very ominously. It's over, lockdowns, everyone's going to die. This is it, right? And this is similar. Now, in the market, yes, a big drop today of about 900 points. But keep in mind, A, it's a shortened session. The market closed at 1 o'clock today instead of 4 o'clock, so a very short session. B, there's no volume in the market on Black Friday. What does that mean? A little inside baseball, but always signal, not noise for the audience. That means that not a lot of people are trading. So if you've got shorting going on, there's not a lot of buying to offset the selling. So on Monday, I actually expect that Monday, Tuesday, you're going to see buying pick up and you're going to see the market bounce back pretty quickly from this, from the Black Friday downturn. But overall, the optics for Joe Biden are very bad. He's in Nantucket at David Rubenstein's, you know, $30-$50 million mansion. He's busy doing his call-in yesterday, which seemed very staged to me. You know, I don't think it was actually, I think maybe a pre-recorder or something, did the call-in into the parade. And then all of a sudden today he has to go and take action on something that is so vital to the American people. And I think what you'll see is that American people as a whole would have wanted him to do immediate action. Why wait until Monday? And I'm sure he'll tell us, oh, well, you know, there's people on the way. And every travel stoppage includes getting Americans back from overseas. President Trump talked through that with a lot of specificity when he closed the border to China back in January of 2020. So that is not an excuse. So Joe Biden continues to look weak. Fauci is out of step and seemingly out of the loop. And the White House is, as always, in disarray. In terms of the science of the South Africa variant, I think we'll have to wait and see. I mean, I don't trust a word the WHO says. We know they've been wrong on everything. In effect, if the WHO says X, I tend to believe Y. So there's a lot of news still to come out on this. Do I think that this is going to be an impetus for the Democrats to try to pass all this legislation, pass all the orgy of spending they want to do, and try to lock things down? Of course, because they don't miss any opportunity to try and hurt the American people. Will they be successful? I don't think so.
Okay, here's a couple of things that are coming together. Number one, on Monday, and that's what we're prepping tomorrow's special. We got Peter Navarro in here tying together 3 November with what's going to happen in the next 30 some days when people get back.
Right.
Because you've got monumental things in front of us. You got the continuing resolution, which really is a trigger to fund the government with a trillion to a trillion and a half dollar deficit in it structurally. You've got the debt ceiling, which is all important. You've got the Build Back Bankrupt bill, which is really $5 trillion. You got these and the defense authorization. You've got monumental spending come in front of you. Isn't the option here? Because Malone called this a couple of days ago. He said, look, the part of this is because you'd be given these really gene therapies and other vaccines are kind of still preliminary, so broad-based that what you're doing now is setting up the possibility of having mutations, right, that can't be controlled by any vaccines. They're doubling down on the vaccines. Fauci's going to double down on the kids. They're going to blame everything. They're going to blame inflation, the implosion of the economy, the implosion of the market, all of it. They're going to blame it once again on the CCP virus, yet they fail to mention it all. When they talk to Xi, they fail to mention at all anything about the CCP virus.
They're just waiting at each other being sweet.
So what's going to happen here politically? They're definitely going to use this because they can't admit that they haven't managed this thing properly. And to have this variant blow up now, right? To have it blow up, Europe's already starting in the lockdowns. To have it blow up is going to be the last nail in the coffin, as we'll get to the polling in a second.
Well, first of all, even before the South Africa variant, the Omicron variant, you had Joe Biden have worse numbers on COVID-19. I believe more deaths of COVID-19 than President Trump under his administration. And the numbers came out on that in the last 2 days. So Joe Biden has already, and this is with having a vaccine, this is with having the benefit of all of the progress made under President Trump. And yes, we could debate the vaccine, but if you use Joe Biden's own terms, he should be way ahead and should have been blowing the President Trump's administration out of the water. But Joe Biden, again, has failed on COVID-19 compared to President Trump. So there's no doubt about that. And this is going to be another, as you said, nail in the coffin politically. You've already seen Fauci keep going back to the wet market theory, and there's a reason for that, right? There's a reason that even China now is pretty much admitting that no, it didn't come out of the Wuhan wet market. But Fauci said, well, you know, it could have come out of that market. Yes, it could have come out, but it didn't. It came out of the Wuhan virology lab that's right there. That's what happened, Tony Fauci. Stop lying to the American people, you disgusting little hermit. Stop it. Stop lying to the American people. Stop trying to vaccinate our kids with some potion, some mixture that we really have no idea about. And here's what it really comes down to. Here's what it really comes down to, Steve. That nobody in the administration, nobody at NIH that's at least publicly speaking, nobody at the WHO know anything. Because if they did know something, they would have seen this the variant coming. Of course, that's common sense, right? You've got a really terrible virus and it's mutating. So why are we surprised every time there's a variant? Because these idiots have a political agenda, which is to protect the Chinese Communist Party, have a political agenda, which is to use the virus, just like they use the virus to steal, and yes, steal the 2020 election for Joe Biden. Now they want to use it to steal from the American people and have tens of trillions of dollars of spending on our backs. And they want to use the virus to win elections going forward.
Can we play the CNN clip, and then we'll have your analysis.
CNN has just learned that the U.S. will join other countries in restricting travel from South Africa and nearby countries. So we want to get now straight to Jeff Zeleny at the White House. So Jeff, well, actually on Nantucket, where the president is, what are you learning about travel bans and all of this news?
That's right, Allison. We are learning that President Biden just moments ago has issued a travel ban here to the United States from South Africa and seven other countries in Africa, on the continent of Africa. The White House says that they are following this very carefully. The president was briefed about this new variant just a short time ago here on Nantucket, where he is spending his Thanksgiving holiday with his family. And quite frankly, officials are just trying to get a handle on how dangerous this new variant is. One official telling us just a few moments ago, quote, our scientists and public health officials are working quickly to learn more about this variant. So pretty basic, vague language there. But we do know significantly the president now joining other countries in banning travel to the U.S. from South Africa and seven other countries on the continent of Africa.
I hate to mention this, but when President Trump did the heroic thing about banning travel from China to try to stop it from coming in from Hubei province in Wuhan back in the, I think, the 27th or 28th of January of 2020, Joe Biden was the first guy to go out there and say xenophobic, it's racist. Now they jump on this right away. You heard, you know, they're going to start the fear porn. By the way, we're the people that take this thing the most seriously. That's why we have Malone on. We have all these experts. But they're going to ratchet this up. They're going to use this to cover up all the debacle. Everything they've touched, they have destroyed. Okay, they've made demonstrably worse. This is what they're going to hide behind, Boris. And I tell you, red states, Florida, Texas, red states, Oklahoma, Tennessee, these red states are not going to go through another series of lockdowns on this. You know, people have had enough of it. They said, hey, you got to focus on targeted interventions. You got to focus on those parts of the population, whether they're obese, whether it's diabetes, whether it's elderly, whether it's minority communities, those parts that need protection, yes, but we're not going to go through broader lockdowns. Your analysis.
Well, first of all, I put my communications hat on. So embarrassing for Biden and the White House, for Allison Camerota of CNN to say, now we go to the White House. Oh, wait, no, we go to Nantucket, okay? And all over the country, this Thanksgiving weekend, there's been the comparison of President Trump going to Afghanistan, going to see our troops, and working through Thanksgiving while Joe Biden's off at David Rubenstein's, you know, $30 million house. Optics could not be worse for this White House. And Jeff Zeleny then attacking the White House communications shop by saying, you're just giving us vague language. So again, how come the White House, their staff, their doctors are learning about this after the American people did from CNBC? This is just an absolute, you know what it is, Steve? They have abdicated. They have abdicated power. They have abdicated control. They have abdicated their duties, and they are absolutely delinquent in their job duties. And they're not doing the basic things necessary to protect Americans. Everything from obviously Biden himself, who probably thinks he's dealing with a Spanish flu, to Kamala Harris and her 20s approval rating, to the communications shop, to the chief of staff. We keep going back to this, to, of course, Pete Buttigieg, who's, you know, taking paternity leave while the supply chains are melting down. Now the supply chains are going to get even harder because you know that the Democrats are going to push for lockdowns across the country based on the South Africa variant. So we keep going to this, but the American people want to keep going even further. We'll talk about the polling. This administration is not existent. This administration is not able to handle basic tasks of running a government in a country, much less a once in a hundred years and maybe more now pandemic that was, let's just be honest, a virus that was designed and either leaked or released on the world by the Chinese Communist Party. And the American government right now under the Biden administration is nowhere close prepared to deal with it and is absolutely impotent.
Okay, hang on for a second. We'll take a short commercial break. When we return, we're going to show you the receipts. We're going to show you the math from the Economist latest poll. You think Biden's had bad news before. Wait till you see this news, and this is after the infrastructure bill, the one he tried to sell with two events, one in New Hampshire and another one, I think, up in Illinois. Two events. Or Wisconsin, two events, and then they just let it go. Numbers are horrific. We're going to get into all that when we return in the war room. Because we're taking down the CCP. Spread the word all through Hong Kong. We will fight till they're all gone. We rejoice when there's no more. Let's take down the CCP. Okay, John Yarmuth is the head of the Budget Committee for the Democrats in the House. Guess what he did today? He announced his retirement. You know why? He's one of the guys responsible for this fiasco up here of $5 trillion of additional spending over the $1 trillion to $1.5 trillion deficit we're going to run on an annual basis. Long story short, we're about to add $45 trillion of debt to the balance sheet of the United States. You know what that means for you? It means it's time for you to get out of your kind of sleep and to wake up and understand that you've got to now take action to look at every available store of value, because they're going to crush the United States dollar. The way you do that is text BAN. You got to go to Birch Gold, AAA rated by the Better Business Bureau. They're the guys to go to start to understand precious metals as an alternative. How do you get there? It's simple. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, at 484848. That is Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, at the number 484848. It's no obligation. You're not committed to anything. You get a 20-page brochure that starts it off. Then you can talk to Philip Patrick and all the great team at Birch Gold. Remember, the United States government, not you, is on a death struggle with the U.S. dollar. It's now time for you to start thinking about your financial alternatives. One of them you have to consider is precious metals, gold and silver. Go to the folks at Birch Gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, at the following number, 484848. Take action. Use your agency. Do it today.
War Room. Pandemic with Stephen K. Bannon.
The epidemic is a demon, and we cannot let this demon hide.
War Room. Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, we're going to get back to in a second. The Economist magazine, the tip sheet for the Party of Davos, that and the Financial Times of London, has a brutal, new brutal poll out with polling just done over the last couple of days, post-infrastructure bill and post-Biden going around and selling the infrastructure bill, okay, and having the whole media pile into this. So we're going to get to Boris in a second. He's putting his notes together. And we're going to go through this and compare it to Maris and Quinnipiac. The math here is stunning. It's Black Friday. Want everybody to go to mypillow.com, promo code WARROOM. Got the sales on Giza sheets, on the pillows, on the toppers, on the moccasins, the throw blankets, the pillows, for the biblical pillows for the kids and grandkids, also the historical pillows. You got the 10-year price as low as $19.98 on the classic pillow set. Down from $69.98, okay, as low as $19.98. You've also got the towels, $109, $39. Peter Navarro's talking, told you this morning about his blind test, best towel ever made. Of course, Peter Navarro was wrong this morning about the shutdowns. He said he wouldn't do a travel ban. That was too late. I said the optics of that's impossible. You got to do it, and Biden did it late this afternoon, a little while ago. We're going to get back to Boris in a second. I want to bring in Don Amon, who's been doing a fantastic job. He was the guy that came up. He's got Minuteman Coffee. It's the roast that we drink here. By the way, the best dark roast I've had. Love it. He did for the 9/11, for all the first responders, that special. Don, what do you got going on Black Friday? How do people get to your site? How do they order this coffee? How do they support our first responders?
All right. So thanks, Steve. MinutemenCoffee.com. MinutemenCoffee.com. Real quick, though, I watched a show the other night called The Brink. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. You sort of look familiar on that. Great documentary, though, guys. Great documentary, by the way.
Thanks.
Hey, for Black Friday, for the War Room listeners, I'm doing a 20% off Bannon 20 for 20% off all our Heritage line. We have officially launched the Trader Joe. This is politically incorrect, but factually accurate. Everything on there is, this is a special dark roast limited edition. And then December 7th is our new Appeal to Heaven, which is an organic Nicaraguan. This will be out on Pearl Harbor Day. But we just, you know, because of your listeners and because of where we're at nationwide, we just found out that we are in the top five most patriotic companies in America based on Zero Hedge's report. So that's pretty exciting. But
really exciting.
It is. And, you know, and I know with Mike Lindell and MyPillow, I just wanted to give a shout out to the Constitution holding strong this last week on the Rittenhouse case. We've been supporting Kyle from day one. And just thank God that the Constitution did what it was supposed to do and the jury stood up and did what they were supposed to do. But
so, Don, how do people get to the site today on Black Friday?
It's Minutemen Coffee, MinutemenCoffee.com. Go in there, buy your coffee. The coupon code does not work for Trader Joe, nor does it work for the 9/11 tribute roast, just simply because it's a limited edition. This is one of four bags that we're coming out with this next year. And just put in and in 20.
Okay. Thanks. Get the thing. Don, keep grinding. We'll have you on next week.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate
you. Amen. One of the top five, Zero Hedge, some of the top five most patriotic companies in the country. Okay, Boris, math, The Economist, Biden, the Biden regime, the illegitimate Biden regime continues to implode. We told you this would happen if you just keep the pressure on. Now their reckless actions are coming back to bite them. Walk us through the math here in The Economist.
Well, this Economist YouGov poll that came out on Wednesday, Steve. Again, not Trafalgar. This is not Rasmussen. This is the Economist YouGov. And this is on the economy, right track, wrong track. On the economy, right track, wrong track. So let's go to the videotape here. If you look, if you break it down, and there's another chart that I also sent in that was by gender and by ethnicity. We can go to that next. This is by voter ID and how people voted in 2020. Again, on the economy. First of all, look at independents. Excellent or good on the economy track for the country combined. It's 16%, 16% on the economy. And this is now the second poll, Quinnipiac, I believe a week ago as well, where we've seen 16. Right track on the economy in the teens, okay, in the single teens. That is
Hold on, slow down. I want to make sure everybody understands this. This is both excellent and good. Handling the economy, this is combined 16%.
This is combined. Again, let's go back to the chart, please. Go back to the graphic. Excellent. Go all the way to the right. Party ID, a damn rep independent. Excellent and good on the economy combined. First of all, excellent independent is just 1%. That's zero, right? Good is 15%. You combine it, that's 16%. Wow. That means that 84% of independents in America believe that the economy is neither good or excellent in terms of where it's tracking. What fair is, I don't even, what the fair is bad, right? What's fair? Oh, that's fair. If you ask somebody how you doing, they say, I'm fair. That's not good. That's bad. That's something they put, that is what they're putting into this poll in order to make Joe Biden look not fully decrepit, not fully feckless as he is. So 16%, again, loud and clear, 16% good or excellent on the economic track from independents, okay? From independents. Now, let's look, you think, okay, fine, that's independents. You know, maybe they're really discontented and they're really disillusioned with Joe Biden. You know, you think that the Democrats must be way over and above that. Way over and above, you think, right? Democrats. Good or excellent on the economy, 43%. 43%. People who voted for Biden, positive on the economy, 44%. All under 50.
It's unbelievable. I mean, these are Biden voters. And I want to make sure we emphasize in your first set of numbers that 16% is a proxy on the American people because the Democrats are still overweighted to Biden. But he's under 50% with people who voted for him. That is a stunning, that is a shocking, breathtaking number, sir.
And it goes to a few things. First of all, it goes to the clarity. We'll talk about what's going on in Georgia, where I expect major action next week in the courts, what's going on in Pennsylvania, where a vendor has been chosen to conduct the full forensic investigation, of course, Arizona, Wisconsin. This goes to show that there's no way on God's beautiful green earth that Joe Biden got 81 million votes. Because his approval, his support has dropped out from under him faster than you could blink. And that means he was never there. Okay? That means he was never there. That's number one. Number two, it goes to show that the American people are smart. They get it. They see somebody who has no idea what day it is. They see a completely pathetic, disgustingly impotent cabinet from everybody, from Buttigieg to Yellen to Granholm, not knowing how many barrels of oil are used in America a day. All through the cabinet, all through administration, they see absolute impotence, absolute worthlessness. And then they look at where the country is, and they see inflation, no southern border, the disaster in Afghanistan, and all of that feeds in. And if, well, somebody could say, well, Boris, this is just on the economy. The economy is a proxy for everything. Yeah. James Carville said it. It's the economy is stupid. It's the economy. The economy is proxy for everything. And Joe Biden, and I've said this for months now, is the worst president in American history. This is a historically bad poll. Denver,
well, it's the worst, definitely the worst president, in the first year of his history. And I want to emphasize the Marist poll, Quinnipiac, and the Economist all kind of layer on top of each other.
Oh, I know.
Directionally, and these are all center left to left wing pollsters. These are not Trafalgar, as you said, Trafalgar or the War Room. So they're getting it with the bark on this one. Let's go. Any more? We got a couple of minutes here. I want to get through the numbers because next segment I want to do research.
We have the, yeah, I love this. Perfect. Let's go here. This is exactly where I want to be. This is the, again, the state of the economy. We just did it by political affiliation, by voting. Here's where we are by gender and ethnicity. Let's go all the way to the right. Hispanics. What percentage would one think a Democrat president would be getting on the economy, good or excellent, right track, wrong track? You think, well, maybe 50-50. 26%. Yep. 26% of the Hispanic vote believes that Joe Biden is handling the economy correctly and the economy is on the right track. 26%. African-American, 28%. I mean, these numbers are so bad that I'm almost at a loss for words. And then let's go to gender. Okay, they say, well, you know, people were really, the women voters were offended by the tweets, and they really just wanted to have Joe Biden, and Joe Biden is the guy they needed, and they're going to be behind Joe Biden. Look at gender. 20% on the economy, good or excellent. And by the way, this is a poll of 1,499 people, 1,500 people polled in this survey. This is a robust poll. A robust poll. Yep. 20% female.
So hang for a second. I want to emphasize they can't make the excuse that the infrastructure bill is going to change it. They were in the field on this post the infrastructure bill, and in fact, they were in post his rollout in New Hampshire and I think up in Michigan, where he went up to the GM plant. So after those two, and that then they kind of quit selling, right? Short commercial break.
He's only back making it worse.
We're talking about, we're going to be talking more numbers, redistricting, 3 November, all of it next in the War Room. Because we're taking down the CCP. Spread the word all through Hong Kong. We will fight till they're all gone. We rejoice when there's no more. Let's take down the CCP. I was recently introduced to one of the coolest gun products that I've seen in a long time and wanted to share it with you immediately. It's called the iTarget Pro, and it allows you to dry fire practice with your actual firearm in the comfort, safety, and privacy of your own home. In other words, without old Joe looking over your shoulder. With the cost of ammo through the roof, this gives law-abiding gun owners a better way to train regularly. No more inconvenient trips to the range or expensive practice ammunition. Let me repeat that. No more inconvenient trips to the range or expensive practice ammunition. Just download the iTarget's proprietary app. Load the laser bullet into your firearm and start your training experience. Dry fire training will help develop muscle memory, sharpen target reaction speed, sight alignment, trigger function, and more. iTarget Pro comes in all the major calibers, including for your AR, so you can stay sharp with almost any firearm. Go to iTargetPro.com right now and save 10% plus. Get the free shipping with the offer code Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N. That is the offer code Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N. This is the smartest way for you to practice, and it pays for itself in one day. Let me repeat that. This is the smartest way for you to practice, and it pays for itself in just one day. That's the letter I, Target Pro. iTargetPro.com. iTargetPro.com. Offer code Bannon. B-A-N-N-O-N. Once again, iTargetPro.com. Offer code Bannon. B-A-N-N-O-N. Use your agency. Take action, action, action. Do it today.
War Room. Pandemic with Stephen K. Bannon.
The epidemic is a demon, and we cannot let this demon hide.
War Room. Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, MyPillow.com, promo code WARM. It's Black Friday. Remember, if you deal with MyPillow, you're going to get your products, you're going to get your gifts. Do your shopping for the entire family and for anybody who supports freedom. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code WARM. You got the Giza sheets, you got the towels, you got the toppers, you got the slippers, you got moccasins, biblical pillows for the grandchildren and children. You got historical pillows, 10-year prices on the classic pillow set, the pillow bundle, I think they call it, as low as $19.98, normal price $69.98. You're getting the 10-year because of the commemoration when Mike got on TV. Go to MyPillow.com. Support the fight for freedom, the armor-piercing shell that is Mike Lindell. We're trying to get Mike up. I want to finish with Boris. Boris, on your analysis, what chart does Boris? What's the next chart you want to put up, Boris?
I want to go to the Real Clear Politics chart, the directional chart, which is the overall combination of polls. That's the polling average of Joe Biden's job approval from the beginning to where we are right now. And it is absolutely horrendous. It is deadly. I mean, this is a supply and demand curve. And when he started, Joe Biden had demand. People wanted him. That's the black. That's his approval. And that is now in the toilet. Okay. And now you've got supply of Joe Biden, but nobody wants him. Now, what's interesting is that this exact curve, Steve, and to the audience, the MAGA pod, the War Room posse, the War Room movement, this exact curve lines up perfectly with the Marist poll directional numbers that we went over 2 days ago. Again, the Marist is a specific poll that folds into this. This is a rolling combination of all polls. What's the bottom line here, folks? The bottom line is that this administration has been yes to Madeleine Peltz, to our friends in mainstream media, our friends who love tracking everything War Room does, to Benny Thompson and everybody. This administration has been killed in the crib. And it's been killed in the crib, not by Steve Bannon, Boris Epstein, A, by the MAGA movement, the War Room posse, and then B, by a horrendous execution of basic duties by the administration.
If we took, they're reckless and they're incompetent, right? But here's the thing. Elections have consequences. Stolen elections have catastrophic consequences. Those numbers you gave on Hispanic, African-American, and women in the 20s about handling of the economy, good and excellent combo. If you took the Real Clear Politics poll and you just plotted independents, took out the Democrats, Republicans, the numbers would be even worse. What you're seeing is a further implosion. We said from day one, from January 20th, once he gets a two handle, it'll be the biggest wipeout in political history. That's where we're headed. In the canary in the mine shaft is the Economist poll on Hispanic, African American, and women of their perception of the handling of the economy by Joe Biden. It's going to go there, and this is why they are going to run and hide in back of this South African or Omicron variant, whatever you call it. They're going to blame it all on that. Hey, it's all on that in the unvaccinated. You watch, because these numbers are a total free fall. It's going to have a two handle. Boris, hang on right there. I got more to talk to you about redistricting, but I want to bring in Mike Lindell. Sure. Mike, thanks for joining us. People want to know, how do they help on, first off, how do they get to the Thankathon over the weekend? What are they going to see? How do they help you? I think we've had over 100,000 emails so far. How do they help you get attorneys generals focused on supporting this to get to the Supreme Court?
Hey, Steve. Yeah, we're holding up a phone here, actually. We got so many things going on here in the studio. But to get there, go to frankspeech.com, everybody. We're 96-hour streaming. Go down to where it says Supreme Court case, and you can click on that. And you can click on it, and it you will be able to email your attorney general in your you'll be able to email your attorney general and in your state. And we've right now it's 140,000, Steve, that the people have emailed their attorney general. And the attorneys generals are the one that will be filing this. And it's so important that we get the Supreme Court case filed. We're going over it tonight, by the way, 7:30 Central Time, 8:30 Eastern Time. We're going to be going through it piece by piece by piece with the lawyers, everybody. I know you've been watching us all afternoon, and we've been talking about all kinds of stuff on what this 2020 election, the biggest crime in history, manifested to. Now we need you to help out. Reach out to your attorney general and tell him you need to sign it. This is the people's complaint, Steve. This is the people's complaint. I never thought we'd have to go through more obstruction to get this to the Supreme Court. But the attorneys general, a lot of them are out there working hard. They're stopping these mandates, all these other illegal stuff. But there's some of them. Only one has said no, Alabama. If you live in Alabama, you better get on there, because there's, I'll tell you, every state has standing, but Alabama has some big, big problems down there with your election. And one of it's called the polling books that came there in two other states, South Carolina and Arkansas. So Steve, we ask
Mike, when people are emailing, what's the biggest hang up? How can they focus this? What's the biggest hang up the AGs have so far in your mind?
You tell them time is of the essence. I think that's the biggest hang up, Steve. They can actually, if you're an AG out there, if you didn't even bother to read a copy of the complaint, now everyone out there's got it. We have a copy right on here, and all the links you guys can look at and read and learn. But the biggest hang up, Steve, is I think a lot of them want to just push the can down the road maybe and say, hey, let's do it after January, or come on, it's the holidays. No, every day that goes by, every single day, this country is getting destroyed by a manifestation that came from the 2020 election crime, which is the biggest crime ever committed against anywhere. And they everybody send, and you can personalize it too. It's very easy. We have one written, but you can personalize it. And let's get these attorneys general. Okay.
I want to reemphasize now, if you want to get up to speed on the complaint, we've got it on the site. 8:30 tonight Eastern Time. You can watch, and he's going to go through with the lawyers in detail. Yes, Mike, what else?
Yeah, what I was going to say is, everybody, is this has been the attorneys general. They've looked over the case. There's been about four changes made. Remember, this is their case against the U.S. government, not Mike Lindell's case. We just need all of you out there to say, okay, you guys, this is written now. It's ready to go. All you have to do is sign on for your state, and let's get it to the Supreme Court. Get our country back and get this and help save our country.
You're an armor-piercing show. You've got the 96-hour Thankathon tonight at 8:30 Eastern. When everybody to plug in and check this out, Mike Lindell with the lawyers is going to go through the entire complaint. You've got to be up to speed on this complaint. Don't send it to your AG unless you're comfortable, you understand. And you will understand as Mike Lindell walks through it. Amazing work, Mike. Look forward to having you back here on Monday, Mike Lindell. And I'm going to be watching at 8:30 tonight as Mike Lindell goes through with the lawyers to go through step by step exactly what this complaint says. Mike, you're an American patriot. Thank you for joining us here during your 96-hour thanksathon.
Thanks a lot, Steve. God bless you all. And by the way, one more thing. Sunday, everybody, don't miss Sunday. On Sunday, we're giving the pathway forward, the replacement of the machines. The pathway forward, everybody. Tune in Sunday all day. It's going to be one of the most amazing. It's going to give you hope, and we'll show you all of you can help out on this.
Okay, 8:30 tonight, and then all day Sunday on Frank's speech. Mike, thank you very much. You're doing yeoman's work there, sir.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay. What other guy takes his Thanksgiving weekend and puts on a 96-hour Thankathon? Only Mike Lindell. And when I say he's an armor-piercing shell, I mean that. This guy is relentless. He makes me look like a piker. Boris, I got a pivot here. The reason I got to get you back in is redistricting. I can't emphasize enough how big and how important this fight is. This sets the tone for the next decade. We've got to be all over this. The left is all over it. They're recruiting kids. They're recruiting everybody. Where do we stand in these key states right now, Boris? What does the posse, who do they have to call? They know the guy watched Mike Lindell tonight. They know the guy get to the AGs. They don't have enough work to do this weekend. What else do they have to do about redistricting, sir?
Concentrate on one state, and that state is Florida. Florida, 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 Florida. They're actually laughing in our face. The Democrats, I'm going to say this slowly and clearly, the Democrats are praising the map that the Republican legislature has put out in Florida. Again, in case I stumbled, the Democrats are praising the map that was put out by the Republican-controlled legislature in Florida. You compare that to what Democrats are doing in Maryland, in Illinois, in New York, where they're playing smash mouth football and coming in hot. The Republicans are putting the kid gloves on. And hey, Ron DeSantis has done good things on the mandates, on the masks. Where is he on redistricting?
We okay, hold Stephanie- on. Boris, slow down. Slow, stop. I don't get it. DeSantis is all over this. Every MAGA person I know is piling in, is becoming Florida man, right? They're all piling in to live in Florida. Everyone wants to go to Florida. You got Gates down there. Half of our production staff are sons, are proud sons of Florida. What I don't get, what is going on? What tell me what the problem is? Because nobody gets this. Nobody understands why Democrats are saying good things about the redistricting map, which by definition means it's terrible.
The difference in the issue is that this has not been as at the forefront as it should be. And this is the biggest thing we have. It's the biggest thing we have. I am not speaking metaphorically. I'm not blustering. This is huge because this is how we get to 100 seats in 100 years. And we have to have the Republicans act like the tough guys that the Democrats are acting in Maryland, New York, Illinois, and others. There's absolutely no reason. The answer to your question is, Steve, there is no reason. There's no reason to have the Democrats do anything but be whining and crying about this map. They should be saying that it's the worst, most illogical, completely unfair map of all time. Why? Because that's what they do to us. That's what they do to us. So to the Republican legislature in Florida, to Governor Ron DeSantis, you're going to be hearing from the War Room posse. You're going to be hearing from the MAGA movement. And as always, we're coloring within the lines, but we're doing so loudly and we're okay. doing so boldly.
I want all the numbers for Florida up, and I want them in all the chat rooms. Real quickly, Georgia. I saw a piece today. They're recruiting, I don't know, high school kids. They got these quote-unquote young superstars. What is going on in Georgia, sir? He's having a special session, and they're not talking about 3 November. We'll get to that in the next block. But what is going on in the great state of Georgia about redistricting, sir?
Same thing. Not enough heat. That map has got to be 10 to 4. So Ralston in the legislature, the folks in the Senate, every elected Republican official, and of course, Brian Kemp, but we know Kemp is a rhino, totally feckless. If they want a political career in Republican politics, they better come up with a map that's at least 10 to 4 MAGA. And I don't mean a map that's R plus, the districts that are R plus 1 on the map, R plus 2 on the map. I want MAGA plus 6. I want MAGA plus 7. That's what we want in Florida. That's what we want in Georgia. That's what we want in Kentucky. That's what we want in Tennessee. There's no reason to control the legislatures if you're not going to do the right thing. And the right thing is to draw the districts correctly. And draw them the way the Democrats would draw them and are drawing them where they're in control.
Okay.
This is not the time to grab your mint juleps and go take it easy at the country clubs.
We need the numbers up for Georgia and for Florida. We've got to get on top of this. Urgent, urgent, urgent. Short break. Back with Boris and Captain Ben and Steve Stern next in the War Room.
Big tech monitors us, censors us, deplatforms us. Conservatives have been helpless to do anything about it until now. Join Getter, the social media platform that supports free speech and opposes cancel culture. On Getter, you can express your political beliefs without fear of Silicon Valley liberals coming after you.
Getter is led by former Trump advisor and War Room co-host Jason Miller, who saw what big tech did to President Trump and decided to fight back. Getter is the fastest growing social media platform in history, with 2 million users, including prominent conservatives like Mike Pompeo, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Steve Bannon. Join Getter. It's in the App Store, the Google Play Store, and at Getter.com. Longer posts, longer videos, sharper and clearer pictures. And unlike the Silicon Valley oligarchs, Getter will never sell your data. Send a message today. Join Getter. It's time to cancel cancel culture.
Elections have consequences. Stolen elections have catastrophic consequences. This nation is reeling from it right now, and the polling numbers are horrific as people awaken to the fact of what this reckless, radical administration is doing. Boris, tonight at 8:30, I want everybody to check in with Mike Lindell on Frank's speech, to check out going through this complaint for the Supreme Court. Boris, we've run out of time. I know you got tons of updates on 3 November. Walk through Monday. You're going to come back. Walk through. We got Pennsylvania. We got Georgia. We got Arizona. Wisconsin's on fire. What's going on?
Steve, no doubt about it. On Monday, we're going to go through the whole freight train of audits. We're going to take the ride on the freight train. We're going to talk about Arizona, the drive for decertification out of the 83,000 unlawful ballots in Maricopa. Now about 50,000 unlawful ballots in Pima County. We're going to talk about the drive to decertify in Arizona. Talking about all the latest in Pennsylvania, the very strong vendor already chosen in Pennsylvania by Jay Corman and Chris Dush to conduct the full forensic investigation, and the good work being done by the grassroots there, Tony Shoup and others in the canvassing. In Georgia hearing, there's a lot of action coming on the legal front in the next week. And Wisconsin is absolutely on fire. You got Rathman there saying, hey, I'm ready now. Rampton, he's ready now. The representative, he's ready now to go and decertify. You've got the Gableman investigation going on, and you've got a sheriff actually issuing charges and arrest warrants to election officials there in Wisconsin. So full fire all across the country. Pennsylvania, Wisconsin.
We said from day one, Wisconsin, that's what everybody's so quiet about. That's the one that's going to explode. Trust me. In Maricopa County, people have had a belly full of this now. Okay. Hang on for a second. Captain Bannon, you had 90 seconds yesterday, and you were the number two or three story in Gateway Pundit. People are outraged with hearing about the vaccines, the military taking a time off for Thanksgiving. What's going on?
So the Marine Corps and the Navy have a vaccination deadline of November 28th. And as of the 24th, only 94% of the Marine Corps and the Navy have been vaccinated. And we are still waiting to hear if they will kick out immediately those personnel that do not get vaccinated by that deadline. The Air Force has put out that now, as of November 29th, anyone in the Air Force that has not been vaccinated, which as of Tuesday, they had a 93% vaccination rate. So anyone unvaccinated will not be allowed to move on to another duty station. And this policy has been put in place for a year so that the Air Force can work through their medical and religious exemptions. And then the Army has said that all of those that are not vaccinated can remain in the service. However, they will not be eligible for promotion to move to different duty station. And those in key leadership positions, they're looking at removing them from those key leadership positions because of their vaccination status.
We want all the members of the service to go to warroom.org onto our site and start to give us your comments, your analysis, what's happening. Okay. Because these service members have not gotten it, have got to be treated with respect. This thing of forcing people out, no promotions, not letting people go home for Thanksgiving, it's outrageous. But we want to hear live real reports. Go ahead, Captain.
And I do have a few sources that have told me that they were told that their schools that they needed for promotion would be canceled if they were not vaccinated. So they are being forced into getting this vaccination in order to go to a school to get promoted. So we are seeing this in real time.
Outrageous. Go to warroom.org. We need to hear your comments, or go to our Getter site everywhere. We need to hear from you guys in the service. Okay, I want to bring in Steve Stern now, one of the great patriots down there in Broward County. Steve, you've done such an incredible job of jacking people up for the precinct committee. We just want to say thank you. Understand you got shirts. How do people get these shirts, your amazing flag shirts, all of it? How do they get there, and how do they find out more about you, what you're doing, the precinct committee strategy?
So we go to flagshirt.com, www.flagshirt.com. If you want to call me and learn how to get involved in the precinctstrategy.com, you know, our friend Dan Schultz wrote the book on why to belong to the executive committee. It's a great Christmas gift. It's 10 bucks. And what's happening and what he's done is phenomenal. He's working 11 years on this. And what's happened in Florida is phenomenal. 3 weeks ago, we had a boat parade, and we had 400 boats. See if you can see it. We had 400 boats, and people got together, and we had signs up there how to get involved in your executive committee, the Republican Party. We had helicopters out there. We had planes out there. We had 50 boats. We plan to have 500 boats on our next one, and many, many people are getting involved. What's happened? Broward has gone from 400 people to probably in the next meeting in December to 500. Hillsborough County, John Warsuk, 400 people. He's getting 10 new people every month. A great thing happened in Daytona and Volusia. They have 400 members. They had 1,200 people come to their Lincoln Day event. So there they were able to get another 100 new members. Orlando, the same thing, 400 members. So all around the state of Florida, it's phenomenal what's happening. We're getting a 20% increase. We want everybody to go to precinctstrategy.com, and that's going to help. We got Chris Marino here, who is going out door to door for an election that we're having for one of our guys who is running for a special election, Jason Mariner, who is running in District 20. It was
Steve, we got to pounce because we only got 30 seconds. What's the flag? How do you get to the flag shirts?
Go to www.theflagshirt.com. Christmas is coming. It's a great Christmas gift. If you want to reach me, 954-562-5225 or 954-316-902. Yeah. Stern 1054 Steve, AOL. Yeah. We'll give you all the information on how to become a
Yeah, Steve, we got to bounce.
Action, action, action.
Thank you, brother. Okay, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Navarro, about what's going to happen, the firestorm of spending. 11 o'clock, Joe Allen on transhumanism. See you tomorrow morning in the War Room.